Simin Kuf Yud, Kif Dalet, Hey Truchet, Barachas of Tzulas Haderech, and Mitzvah Shem Kuf Yud Dalet. Mechaber says, in Tif Hey, Ein Tzorach Loim Roisei Lepam Achas Bayoim, Afilu Mienuach Be'ir Be'em Tzayoim, Avlem Daitei Lolan Be'ir, Ve'achar Kach Nimlach Ve'yotsu Mimenu La'avar Chutzaloi, Oy Loshiv Le'beisei, Tzorach Lasu Despalai Sei Pam Acheres. Besem, the Chiyuv of Tzulas Haderech is once a day, but it's also once a day, which means a trip of a few days also requires Tfilas HaDerech each day, not like Pri Chodesh, as Mishnah Berurah points out. However, says Mishnah Berurah, there are times that you might say it twice a day as well. If there's Hezek Hadas in between. And the Shana is, what happens if a person, the Mashal, a person lives outside Yerushalayim, and he knows he has two events in Yerushalayim over the course of the day. He has a bris in the morning, and he has a chasana at night. So he leaves from Beit Shemesh towards Yerushalayim in the morning, and he comes back at 10 o'clock, and then he goes at 7 o'clock in the evening. Does he make another Tfilas HaDerech or not? Or it could be that he's going to Bnei Brak at night. L'chor, it's two different trips. What do you do in such a case? Do we say, since Ba'etzem, you knew about it, certainly if a person has Hezek Hadas, we know that you make a new bracha. The question is over here, you knew at the beginning of the day, at the time that you left in the morning, that you're going to be taking two trips. Can you say that one Tfilas HaDerech works for both of them? Or no? L'chor, each trip is a trip. So I saw that Mishnah Berurah Dirshu brings down from Aviyashiv that a taxi driver, he even if he comes home in the middle of the day, but he doesn't make a new Tfilas HaDerech afterwards because that's really his job. That's his job. That's what he does all day. In the middle, there's no real Hezek Hadas. But that's not going to be, that's not a riot to our Nidin where there certainly is Hezek Hadas. From 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not doing it. He's not going anywhere, this person. He already went to Yerushalayim, came back, and now he's going to be going to Bnei Brak. L'chorim Yisvaro, though I didn't see him afresh anywhere, L'chorim Yisvaro, you'd have to make another Tfilas HaDerech. Maybe for people that live in Yerushalayim, it's maybe not so common, but for me the question comes up often. L'chorim, in such a case, you should have to make another Tfilas HaDerech. I saw that in the Yitzvah Hodor Mishnah Berurah, with the Hagoyis of Davanim, their Mitzayin, the Chazon Ish, says, if you were Shoh HaDerech Kviyas in the Bem Tzayayim, then you can make a second Tfilas HaDerech. It wasn't exactly clear what the case was. Somebody quoting a member from the Chazon Ish can't know exactly what he was talking about. A smach, maybe it is. It's hard to know if that was the case. But l'chor, in such a case, is no different than any other hesek hadas that l'chor should be mechayiv a new bracha.
What about a trip that spans two days?
So l'chor, what's mavur from the mechaber, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands is that a trip that spans 2 days, you have to make a tefillah tzederech over the course of the 2 days. Every day gets a new bracha. If it spans 14 days, then you get 14 Tfilas HaDerech, except for Shabbos, you're not traveling. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not like the Pri Chodesh. Pri Chodesh says, every trip gets one Tfilas HaDerech. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, this really depends whether or not you stop over at night, or you stop bikvias in the middle of your trip or not. In other words, he says, before in the Shaar HaTzion, that if you didn't sleep at night, you just, let's say you stopped at a local inn and or hotel to just rest up a little bit, and then you can continue on your way. Even if it's nighttime, and the time hours that you stopped in were from 11 o'clock at night till 3 o'clock in the morning before you traveled on, but if you didn't sleep, then is matzada that has the same din as Birchas HaTorah, which would not get a new bracha if you didn't sleep. Now, it could be that we need two things. You need a new bracha, a new day. Not exactly clear, as he says in the Be'er Halacha. He says, even if you did go to sleep, and you should be mechuyev to make a new bracha, but if you got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, since it's not a new day yet, it's wet, it's way to the new day. Mamash, exactly like we said in Be'er Chazaterah. First of all, if you didn't sleep at night, then even if it's a new day, it's not pashing you make a bracha. And if you did sleep at night, but you woke up before the new day started, then it's a shayla. Actually, by Birchas HaTorah, in that case, it's pashut l'chor. If you're going to stay up, that will allow you to. The question is, the Mishnah Berurah says it's also pashut make a new bracha. The question is, should you wait till the new day to make a bracha or not? L'mayis, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you didn't sleep at night, then you should stay without a bracha. You should stay Tfilas HaDerech the second day without a bracha. Now, what happens if you're on a plane? For example, standard flight from America to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say it's an afternoon flight. You leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you arrive sometime in the morning the next day in Eretz Yisrael. That means that you started on Sunday and you arrived on Monday. Now you were in transit the entire time. You were moving. You never stopped anywhere. What do you do in such a case? Is there also a tzad in such a case that you should make a new Tfilas HaDerech or not? So I saw that the Rosh Shlomo Zalman talks about such a case. He says, for example, if a person's on a boat, maybe it could be machal between a boat and a plane, theoretically. L'chor, there shouldn't be a chalek bad time. You're in transit the entire time, and you went to sleep. Just like you went to sleep, you could say that maybe a boat is, especially if it's a cruise, everybody's got their own place. It's not just like a hotel. You happen to be, you don't even know that you're traveling for half the time. Therefore, maybe it's mamish as if you're stationary. But b'pashtus kokama that you're in transit, even if you're sleeping, l'chora, we should say that it's one trip. It's one trip and you shouldn't need a new tefillah sederach. Shlomo Zalman said, in such a case, you should say it in Shema'at Tefillah. He said you should say it in Shema'at Tefillah, because any time that you have a suffix, whether or not you should say tefillah sederach, it's better to say it in Shema'at Tefillah, because you end off, when you daven, you end off with the same Shema'at Tefillah. And we saw Rabbi Yehuda, it's mamish a similar bracha of Shema'at Tefillah. And we know that you're allowed to daven the second day of your trip, you're allowed to daven even before you leave your house. So it's great. Second day of the trip, where you have a suffix whether or not you should say it in davening. I heard the same thing from a Berkowitz. Anytime you have a suffix, you could say it, which l'chora, even on a first day, you could say it in Shema'at Tefillah. However, if it's not a suffix, and you know for sure you're going to be mechuyav to say tefillah tzederech, you shouldn't say it in Shema'at Tefillah on a first day, because you're really supposed to say it only after your ma'asik b'derech. And therefore, the best thing to do, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in this case where you're on a boat, he's talking about, then you should say it the second day in Shema'at Tefillah. The truth is that it's really a Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva brings it down from the Chido, the Birkei Yosef, that you should say it, if you're going on a boat, HaBirkei Yosef Kosov Azeh Du Adin B'Farish Liyam Yirma Tefillah Tayam B'Pam Rishayna Tefillah Tayam B'Pam Rishayna B'Chasimo B'Shar Yam B'Yivorchu B'Loi Chasimo. He says the second day, it's also you should daven without a chasima, which Rosham Zalman says you have a better eitzah. Do it with a chasima, just do it in Shemoneh Esrei. Kimdumani, the meaning is certainly not this way, that a person doesn't say tefillah sederach the second time while he's on the plane when he wakes up in the morning on his flight, his transatlantic flight to Eretz Yisrael. He's not making a second tefillah sederach. For any time you're in transit, you wouldn't have to. Which would mean also that if you're certainly mechuyev to, you're not mechuyev to. If you want all the tzadir sateif, certainly if you didn't sleep, for sure you shouldn't make a new tefillah sederach. If you want, maybe like Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah was talking about a case where you weren't in transit the entire time. L'chor, in this case, you were in transit the entire time. It's pashut l'chor that it's one. What then? The first day of the trip.
If you relax a little bit during that and that you didn't go to sleep, Mishnah Berurah is going to share things that don't come Shari Tshuva.
The Shari Tshuva is talking about even a case where you didn't stop a klal.
Yeah.
Where you didn't stop a klal. I don't think that that's the minig olam, like you're saying. I don't think that that's the could be maybe on a boat, people, it's more. But on a trip, on a plane ride, I don't think that people do that. I never heard of anybody doing that. Some people don't even make a tefillah sederach on a plane. It's like a different, where they say, different tefillah sederach. But they don't make a tefillah sederach. Certainly not a new one. Certainly not a new one. If a person's going, traveling from the Grand Canyon to New York, and it's going to take him 4 days, and they're switching off, and they're never stopping to daven, you're not really stopping. L'chor is the same shayla. Bestem. If you want, you could say it in Shema'at Tefillah. Certainly not to say it with a new bracha. I would have thought that kol kama that you're in transit the entire time, then you wouldn't even have to say it without a bracha. There's a few places that we'll see that are mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah should say without a bracha. That I don't think that the minhag is that way l'maisa.
In the case when you're coming to Eretz Yisrael and go to Tel Aviv, and when you drive from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, wherever you're going, I'm assuming you're not staying in the city of the airport, which is.
You're still in the same trip. You're still in the same trip.
You wouldn't have to make a new bracha then anyway. No? You wouldn't have to make a bracha?
I wouldn't think so, because you're still in the same trip. They talk about it. Let's say what happens when you're going on a plane. You're traveling from Yerushalayim to America. So you go from Yerushalayim to the airport, and then from the airport you take a plane. So now to the airport. Most people say that you would, not everybody, we'll get to that in a minute, that you would make a tefillah sederach on the way to the airport. Once you make a tefillah sederach on the way to the airport, and you don't make a new tefillah sederach when you're on the plane. It's all one trip. It happens to be that you're taking two different vehicles to be able to get to America. Connection would be the same thing also. Certainly. Now, unless you're... What? A connection is like resting in a city that you didn't go to sleep. Right? Is where he's not talking about during the night. כשמסעקב איזה שורס כדי לנוח ואחר כך חוי זבור לכדר, כי הקימה שכשנוח ביר דייטר אלף, זה לילך אין זר אלף לבר. That's that case of our Mishmur. But be a night, maybe not.
In the case of the airport, if you have a whole suffix, whether you're going to make one the next day anyway, plus the fact you're driving to wherever you're going, not in Tel Aviv.
But they certainly to say it in Shemayat Tfil and
Shemayat Tzvi. Two reasons already to say it.
It's hard to say that in such a case you would say it, because l'chor both of them are more of a tzad not to say it than to say it, even though you have two tzadim. No. Sif vav. Haram Yerutenberg shayi yitzel aderech v'boiker ha'yoyim ra'achay yirotzoyin kidei lasmich l'birchus agrim l'chasodim v'tiyeh brochas much l'chavito. This is an interesting halacha. The Haram Yerutenberg, it sounds like a yidiyah, a nice yidiyah that the Mechaber is telling me, that the Maram Rutenberg would be machmer to be masmech the tefillah tefillah tzaderech to another bracha that should be a bracha smuch lechavetah. We saw that there was a number of reasons given why it's not pesach v'barach. The Torah says it doesn't have to be pesach v'barach. It's chal not a regular bracha, and therefore doesn't need to be pesach v'barach. It sounds l'chara if we would be asked, the Maram Rutenberg did it al atzad ha'yeser tayyum. Not that you're mechuyiv to be masmechit. It's a good idea to be masmechit. However, the Mishnah Berurah learned not that way. Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't have the yichelus to be masmechit, because you can't go down and stop and use the bathroom or whatever it is they have to do, because no one's going to wait for you, b'di'eved, you could be samech on the other shitas that say you don't have to be masmechit. Mashma, that according to the Maram, you're mechuyev to be masmechit. Mechuyev to be masmechit. And the question is, if you're mechuyev to be masmechit, why in heaven's name did Chazal mesak in a bracha that every single time they have been varchit, you have to be masmechit to another bracha? Why didn't they just start it off with the baruch at Hashem and get rid of all the issues? And let's have the same question by Elokai Neshama in the morning. Elokai Neshama is a similar bracha, and it also doesn't start with a baruch, and there's an inin to be masmechet asher yotzar, as Mishnah Berurah says. Why were Chazal mesakin such a bracha? If you're mechuyev to be masmechet, why were they mesakin such a bracha without a psicha? For what reason? Not exactly clear. I don't have an answer to this question. If you understand, like Maram Rutenberg, it doesn't need like the Torah, and the Maram Rutenberg understood like the Torah, that means Medina doesn't need. Either it doesn't need because it's not that type of bracha, it's a bakasha, or like Rabbi Yerni, because Be'etzem Vim Kremoy doesn't need. Sometimes there's an extra added Indian to be masmechet as a Seder. But to say that you're mechuyev to be masmechet, why were Chazal, Mesak, and a bracha, you're mechuyev to be masmechet, and they weren't Pesach Bebarach? Now the Mishal is, what bracha can you put it next to? Says the Mishnah Berurah, put it next to Asher Yatzar or any bracha achreino. The Mashmoy says that a bracha rishonino, you can't be masmechet. Why? The Pashas reason is because the achila is a hefsek, make a shakane b'dvari, take a drink, you're just masticking between the bracha and the next bracha that you want to be masmechet. And the truth is, the Chassam Sofer says that even, the Hagoyis over here in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud, he says, even a birchas areach, he says, bracha of birchas areach, he says, also you can't be masmechet a birchas areach, because the haracha, the smelling, is also hefsek. Even though lemaisa you're not eating, you're not doing anything like that, but the very fact that you're smelling in between, that's already considered a hefsek. Now it's interesting, if that's the reason why, the Mishnah Berurah himself says in Siman Reish Tes that eating is not considered a hefsek between a bracha, one bracha and the next bracha. Says taking a bite is not considered a hefsek, and as long as you're within Terech Dei Dibur, he's talking about over there in that case at Numani, so it's not considered a hefsek. Then you would have a shayla here. But he says that it's not considered. Says the thank you, everyone who was involved. Yeah, says the Ramah. If a person made a bracha of Reper Agafen, and then he saw afterwards that there was water in his case, so he says, "Kishechoyz v'sheis achik achyain in zarech lach levarich v'yetsa bebracha shebirach al koyse afu b'sheis betoyz lo daita heilishtes gamkin shar yain." If there's other wines there. And his wine is wasn't dafka on the wine that he has in his cup, so his bracha was chal on everything. So even when he goes back and has wine afterwards, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afte koyzeh hayamayim v'hisrul ishtoisay afilu hachilu mikri heftik. Says even though you made a shakol, and then afterwards you want to have the wine and to be chal with, you made a brei pri agafen, and you drink a little bit of water. You realize it's water. Now you want to drink wine. He says you don't have to make a new bracha. Why? Because your break ragofen is chal on everything. I were mastic in between your break ragofen and the drinking. Says kivin shalei hiftik b'dibur bein time. It's not considered hiftik. That being the case, l'charo over here also the same thing. Since you're mastic in between, make a shakoni b'dvari, take a drink of water, and then whatever it is, coke, and then make your tefillah tzederech. So l'charo according to Mishnah Berurah that would not be considered hiftik. However, there's another Mishnah Berurah. There's Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Zayin. Sivkotin Yud Aleph in Birchas HaTorah. There the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't, there's a machlokes, whether or not you can be masmich a bracha asmuch lechavrata to a bracha kitzara. Can I be masmich one bracha? Can I be masmich alikai neshama to a shakon yibadvari? To al nepil sedayim. Right? No, we have two brachas in the morning, al nepil sedayim, ashayotar, and we're masmich alikai neshama to ashayotar, not al nepil sedayim. Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's not so prashit. That you can be masmichit. Keeping the brachas ketzaris hain, then maybe you can't be masmich a bracha to it. What's the reason why? The reason is because then it would all look like one bracha. It looks like it's all one bracha because it doesn't stop. Only if you have a bracha ruka that ends with a baruch ata Hashem, then baruch hayor ilamim even, or al arta lamichyo, then you know that you're starting a new bracha afterwards. Very good. Martinberg, even though it says that he would say it in the morning, but in the Drisha brings down, the Lashon, they would be Masmachet even to Nais and Lasach Vivin and Afchim Minyan Veilorlo. So the Mashmoy says, it's interesting. It could be that the Mishnah Berurah was Choshish not to be Masmachet to Bracha Kitzar, because those that hold not that way, even though the Makar for the person that holds that you should be Masmach Tfil Tadarech, he himself was Masmachet to Bracha Kitzar. Either way, la'alach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says to Chafil, you should not be masmich to bracha, says to bracha achreina, as does Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you have no other choice, then you can do it to a bracha kitzara. You can do it to a bracha kitzara as well. Kim Dumani, l'maisa, I saw brought down that the Chazanish and the Stipler were not makbid to do it, and Kim Dumani, Kain Amadabar. Not to be makbid, to be masmich to bracha smul l'chavratar, even though somebody told me that it's shver, every time he goes on a trip, he takes pretzels and makes a alamich afterwards to be masmich. There are people that do, I'm not saying that. I think that the prevalent minug amongst people that are saying Tfilas HaDerech is not to be masmuchet to a bracha smuch lechavrata lemaisa. Not to make it a bracha smuch lechavrata. If you could, matoiva manoim. But they take the Maharam Rotenberg more as an etz toivo, not as a chiyuv, even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that it's a chiyuv. The interesting story that they bring down, that Rav Shach once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said sometimes he goes from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, and he has a question, he likes to be masmich. Rav Shach did, was masmich. He says he likes to be masmich Tfilas HaDerech to Asher Yotar. The question is it better to say Asher Yotar right away, or should you wait with his Asher Yotar till he's on his way, on Kfish Yerushalayim Tel Aviv, and then be masmich to Tfilas HaDerech? The Chatzil, you're supposed to say Asher Yotar right away, the Mishnah Berurah says. Could be that you're going to have another need the bathroom another time, and then you're going to lose your ability to say the Asher Yotar that you were mechuyevin. Mamela said, Rav Shach, is it better to say Asher Yotar right away and not be masmech with the tefillah, or wait with Asher Yotar and then be masmech the tefillah tederach to it? Which one is better? Said Rav Shlomo Zalman, your whole question is only the for you understands that you're supposed to make a tefillah tederach, say tefillah tederach from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. But I hold you not supposed to say from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. So I don't have the question in the first place. Why did he not say? We'll get to it in a minute. But what's with that some question? Is it better to wait and with your Asher Yatzar or not?
Just eat. Why is he doing this?
Well, just eat, because then you have to eat. First of all, some people don't like eating on the way, especially when they're in the company of other people, especially if you're the Galu Ador. But that's one thing. And some people actually have kavua times for eating. In the olden days, it was like that. We don't know that, but I would eat. If you ask me. But what's that? That's right. He went beforehand. That's right. Absolutely. Therefore, that was his question. Now, somebody that's not getting off in the middle, what you do, Lamais? L'chura, mitzvara, kokama, that is going to only be a few minutes. If you're going from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and you hold you're only supposed to say when you hit Beit Shemesh, which is a half an hour into the ride, So it could be that it's better not to wait with Asher Yotza. But if you're going from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, and you start saying Tfilas Haderech 5 minutes in, after you turn from Kvish Arba onto Kvish Yerushalayim Tel Aviv, or whatever it is, then in Hanami, maybe it's only a few minutes, then it's not an issue. That's what I would think, depending on how long it is, Lemaisa. Now, Sif Zion, we'll see exactly why. Why did Rav Shlomo Zalman say that maybe that he wouldn't say Tfilas Haderech? Rav Shach told him back, he says, you have to be Semichon, because Brisk Rav also didn't. The Brisk Rav also wouldn't say from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. Why not? Says Mechaber, Sif Zayin, Oymer Oysa Achar Shehichzik Baderech, Vein Lermer Lom Kinyesh Leilich Parso, Pochus Beparso Leachtem Mebarech, Chatzchil Yomer Yitzah Beparso Yishena, like Rashi, Vem Shachum Leimer Yomer Yitzah Kol Zman Shubaderech, Vash Lo Yegiya Toich Parso Asmucha Leir Shereitz Alolam Bo. Misham Ve'elach Yomer Yitzah Blei Brocho. Umayis Mechaber Paskins, Lechatchila, like Rashi, to say within the first parsa, b'di'evid, like the Torah understands, that so long as you have it, you're not within a parsa of your destination, then you could still say Tfilas Haderech. Memela, the Lechera, Mitzvara, there's no reason why you can't say it right as you leave your house. Because as long as you're going a parsa, you should be able to say it as you leave your front door. At the end of the day, Lamaisa is going to be traveling a parsa. There's another din. The din says, only say it once you're hichzik baderech. So you're right. Even though you're going to be ultimately traveling a parsa, you're only supposed to, once you're hichzik baderech, that's when you have the chiv to say tefillas haderech. Lamaila, you don't say once you leave your house. You don't say once you leave your house. You only say it once you're hichzik baderech. Now, you saw Agav in Rashi. Rashi understands that it's an etilas rishus. The chur makes sense to say it when you leave your house. Truth is, we saw that Taz understands that hichzik baderech is lavdafka. Even when you leave the house, it could be that that's how Rashi holds. Like the Taz, you say it right when you leave your house. Lamaila, Allah, we don't pass in that way. We say they only say it once you're Masuk Baterech. Now, you have to be out of the going traveling at least a parsa out of the city. Says the Bir Halacha, what's going to be the case if you left the city a parsa, but on the sides of the road you're within a parsa of new cities? So you're right, you left your city, but there's another city on the side of the road within a parsa, a distance of a parsa. And as you travel, there's one city, one town, one another town, another town. What's the halacha in that case? So you're already 5 or 10 parsaris from your original, from your house, from where you left, but there's still cities on the side of the street within a parsa. What would you do in that case? L'chorim Svara. Svara dictates that you shouldn't say. Had you left that city on the side of the road, you wouldn't be saying it now. Why not? Because since you're within a parsa, within a parsa of a city is not considered a makom sakana, then l'maisa l'chara, even now that you left a different city, but you're still within a makom which is within a parsa of a city, and therefore there's no sakana, so there's no reason you should say it. You left your city within a parsa, there's no sakana. As you're traveling within a parsa of all the rest of the cities, no sakana, no reason to say that it feels a derech. L'maisa Mishnah Berurah blives Tzarechin, whether or not that's the case. He says, could be, so long as I'm traveling a parsa, then even though along the way there are other towns, nevertheless, I should say without a bracha. They weren't mistaken. They were mistaken to say it. He says, you should say without a bracha. He says, lo yemer b'chasimu. Kimdumani, that people don't do that. Either they don't say it, or they say it with a bracha. But they say it without a chasima, because there's other cities on the side that I haven't seen. There are times that the shayla, whether or not you should say it, whether or not you're going long enough, or maybe it's a makom sakana, in Bitar Lemaisa, there are people that say to say it without a bracha. It could be that is actually the reason. We'll get to that in a minute. What's considered a city also on the side? The Chazanish named on that even if the city is on the side, and therefore if you're going to Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, he says that you still will say it anyhow, since you left the town. We don't reckon with the cities on the side, since L'maisa you're traveling a parsa, that's fine. L'maisa, the way that I heard from Berkowitz is, and I think that many people are knowing this way, he said not to say it if you're going from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, to the airport, to Tel Aviv, to anywhere on that part of the country, to say it only after you hit the turnoff to Beit Shemesh, which is already a good 20 minutes out of Yerushalayim. Out of Yerushalayim, because up until then, there's other cities, Mevaseret and Telstone and all these other different cities around there. That's when he said, people say it. Some people say it slightly beforehand, latrun. Some people say it slightly afterwards. Some people don't say it. But you're not. Are you considered hilti b'derech? So there are those that say that even I saw from the stipler. He says that even if so long as you're going out of the city, it could be because he held Mikra Din anyhow. You could say it even if there's cities on the side. But Lamaisa, the same way that we don't say that you're considered Hichzik Baderech, as long as you're within, you don't say that you're Mechuyiv to say, you're not Mechuyiv to say Tvil Saderech, so long as you're within the Parsa, the original Parsa, it's Kilo as if you're not going a Parsa. Then Lachor over here also, so long as you have towns on the side, then it's Kilo as if you haven't gone a Parsa. I think the truth is that we're saying that once you're going a parsa, you're allowed to say that as soon as you leave the city, as soon as you leave your Bur Shalir, which would l'chor mean that in this case in Echanami you should be able to say it right away. What's the reason why we wouldn't say it then? Why wouldn't you say it? We're scared you're going to turn around in the middle and come back. L'chor, we never find that we're chayshim for such a thing. In a case where you're going to be saying it b'tzoifa at the end of the trip anyhow, so why can't you say it right away? You should be able to say it even if you're in, unless he considered it as if you're still in the city. So long as you're within a parsa, it's kilo as you haven't left the city. What's that?
What's the thing of Yibur Shalir?
That's because you've left the city and there's no other things. You're left the city and there's no cities on the side. But once the city's on the side, then it's kilo within the parsa, it's kilo as if you haven't left the city. If you leave the city and there's no cities on the side, then you're gone from the city. Then you're already on your way. As opposed to if along the highway you have other cities, then we don't look at it as if you left the city yet. You should only do it from...
You might never say it in America, driving on the ground state.
So now, let's say what happens when you go onto the Verrazano Bridge. When you leave and you're driving on a bridge or something like that, or in the tunnels. You have to know exactly. Brooklyn Battery Tunnels. What? It's shaykh that you are when you're in Parsa. I think that's why maybe some people say it on the Verrazano Bridge, and other times they do say it. It's not just because there's this crazy turn as you're getting onto the Verrazano Bridge and you see on the side all the marks from the cars that didn't turn fast enough. That's not that's maybe another reason why. And it's also because it costs $19, not $17, as I found out. But aside from that, there's also because you've left the city. Now you've actually left the city. Once you're on a bridge, you're mamish without suspended literally on the suspension bridge, and therefore you want to make the bracha.
But you're within a parsa on either side, though.
Are you within a parsa in either side?
Even on the bridge.
Even on a bridge, it could be that within a parsa. You're traveling a parsa, and you haven't gotten.
If you hold that swear, then it's never in the tri-state area, right? And pretty much
you never say that.
You would never say.
As soon as you're off the bridge, you're in the city already, basically right there.
Probably from Pennsylvania, you'll have.
From neighbor to neighbor.
I hear. According to that swear, Lachora. Lamaisa, the. What's that? I think people do it. Going onto the Garden State Parkway also, I think that they do. Lamaisa do it. A lot of people do.
Once you left your city.
What?
Once you left your city,
you're on the highway. And Lafida Chazanish, sounds like that's the way that he passes. Chazanish passes that even you have cities on the side.
You know when the highway,
what's that?
You know when you get off the engine car, the highway is still within the city.
Not if you're still within the city. Once you left the city. First of all, if you're going to the mountains also, then you left. Once you're going upstate New York, you certainly left. Where you're going block to block in Muncie.
What's the definition of the city when it comes to New York City? It
depends who you ask. It's a very personal question.
Meaning, like Queens, Brooklyn, Five Town, like say that, or like call them out of the houses along the way?
Yeah, Lachura, anytime that there's a retzef of houses, a continuation of houses, then it's hard to say that it's a new city, even though according to your zip code you have changed. The Mishnah Brura says that even if you're going on a train, you should say Tfilas HaDerech in the first parsa. While you're going the first parsa, interesting is Mavur that the Mishnah Brura understood that traveling a parsa doesn't mean 18 minutes. It doesn't mean a mil is 18 minutes and a parcel is 72 minutes. He says on a train, say it right away. Take it for Kishamatzal and Tzayon, you should say it right away because you're going to go over parcel very quickly. That means it's a distance, it's not an amount of time that it takes to walk a parcel. According to Mr. Brewer. Now, on a plane, the same thing should apply. If you didn't make a you didn't say Tefillat HaDerech on the way to the airport, then you'll say it on the plane, you should say it right away. Now, for some Zalman Taina, that has nothing to do with parasitis when you're on a plane. He says you should say it as soon as you take off and you're at a height where if you fall, it's a sakana. Then he says you should say Tefillat HaDerech ready then. Which is a chiddush we'll get to in a minute, whether or not when they say Tefillat HaDerech. Tefillat HaDerech niskan for sakana or for something specific. They bring down a chiddush on the bottom, they say from the Rogachev. The Rogachev says that the Gemara in Chulin says, when you get the Shluach HaKen, that it says, what's considered a derech? It says derech avir loish me derech. That while it's flying, it's not considered a derech. That's not considered in the avir. It's not considered a derech. I mean, he wanted to tie into that on a plane. You wouldn't make it feel a derech because it's not considered a derech. And the Rishon Zalman said absolutely not. That's not. It says even if you want to say b'negiat to feel a derech, b'negiat to shluch haken, that b'negiat to feel a derech. Then certainly it doesn't have to have a shame derech. It could be even if I'll pee, it's you're traveling and therefore you would make a tefillat haderech. Once again, if you said on the way to the airport, you wouldn't have to say it on the airplane. Now, if you're saying it, you should say the nusach chazal pashtus. If you want to add in other things, says the Shem Zalman, betzim you could. But betzim the basis should be the chazal. Now, the basic question: do we say tefillat haderech with zmanenu or not? And the chorus is a of shoch. Were they misakin it because of Oye Va'uriv V'listim Chayis Rois Baderech? If that's the case, then you should never say Bizmanenu, unless you're passing by a place where you have Listim Chayis Rois, like Arabs and other places, which I know that, yeah, in Beitar where I live, the Murad Asra, he paskined that you say from Beitar Elite, even though it's 8 kilometers from Beitar to Gilo, it's 8 kilometers, it's a few minutes driving, but since you pass by through the Arabs, you say Tefillat HaDerech with Shem Hashem at the end. As a matter of fact, the Mirbus, depending if sometimes the Kvish HaMinarot, the tunnel roads, is closed, which is the street that they take to get to Yerushalayim, and they go the other way through Ein Karim, they do not say Tefillat HaDerech with Shem Hashem. Only when they pass by the Arabs, that's when they say. When they go the other way, they do not say with Shem Hashem. Because it's a Makom of Sakon. The question is, if it's also the Oyev Oyev Lisam Chayis Rois, then standard case, you're not saying it, they don't have most of the times, we're not going to say that there's not scenarios here. Our bus got stoned on the way to, once on the way back home. But for the most part, standard place, the person's driving, you don't have that issue. Masha Inkin, if it's also Komine Peronis and Masakshas Velovis Loilom, then Rachman Aslan, there's car accidents, which are unfortunately not as uncommon as Listim Chayis Rois. And therefore, L'chayr, one should say it every time he gets into a car, regardless of how far he's driving. If you want to say that you're in town, therefore you're not driving so fast, first of all, in town, there's plenty of places that they're driving very fast. Especially, even in Shlan, you have Begin. I don't even just talk about Begin, but on Bar Ilan and Shmuel HaNavi and Golden Meir, you have places that they're driving at Yam Suf, Mishmar HaGvul, right? Your Paran, your places that people are barreling down that at dangerously, dangerous speeds. L'chayr, a person should say as soon as he gets into his car, what is he? Be'etzem, the Tila the David already cleared this. He cleared it b'negiah to a car. He cleared it b'negiah to a train, and he said if the reason is because of listim, then on a train you shouldn't say it because we don't have listim on trains. Says the eye that we see by Mefarish Bayam, you're supposed to say it. He says, L'chor is no listim. He says, maybe there's pirates and other things. Maybe there are. He says, and if you want to tell me that you're saying because of a danger, so then you should say it because of other things that are possible to go wrong, accidents or kudemen, then you should say it as soon as you get onto a train, even if you're going less than a paisa. Now, Lalach L'maisa, the Mishra Brura Paskin's been a get to that question with regard to going on a train. He Paskin says, you do say it on a train. Kinir that he understood that it's lav dafka because of listim, unless he understood that there's in the Tiladavid's place they didn't have listim in Radin, they did have, I don't think so. I would say Pashtas he understood that it's also for other sakanas. that's the case, then we should say it even Teicha Ir. And the truth is, a lot of Poskim say that. Shlomo Zalman said Be'etzim one should, and Chazan is said Be'etzim one should, but Ein Lonu Koyach Lisakin Neged Chazal. And Chazal weren't Misakin it Be'ir. They're only Misakin it Ba'derech. And Memeila, even though the Tam applies even Be'ir, Lamaisa, they weren't Misakin it Be'ir. I did see that from the disciple in the Archas Rabbeinu, he brought down a few different stories he brought down there when he gets the tefillah derech, and he said that somebody wants to say Be'ir, Ein Masrichan Yisai. Ein Masrichan Yisai, not to say it. I wasn't sure if he was talking about a case that ultimately you're going to be driving out of the city, you just want to already say it in the city from the beginning, or he's talking about a case that he's not talking about such a case, he's talking about even if you're just going to be in the city the entire time. That's a very good question. I don't have an answer to the question. I don't know if that's considered a derech that Chazal or Misakin it. It has to be that you're traveling. Is that considered a traveling when you're crossing the street? Where do we draw the line? If you're going down the block, it's not considered traveling, but if you're going three blocks, it is considered traveling. You're right. I don't have an answer to the question. And L'chore, it is, statistically, there's many people, unfortunately, that were hit by cars that were not in a car at the time. And therefore, one should say it. Certainly, Chazal were not Mesakin, Tzvil Tzederach, in such a case. And therefore, they said not to say it only when you're going outside of the city. But Lamaisa, even though we don't have the time of listim chayes rice, we have kominei pranis of asakas lois lalum, and therefore we would say it even on a train, even on a plane, even in a car. But Lamaisa only when you leave the city. And Lachara, that's how the Mishnah Berurah learned as well. And he never tells us to say it in the city, even though Lachara, there is a sakana. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman was mitzadid something else. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mitzadid that maybe there's no reason to say it for a different reason. He says, Samazai, you could clear, if the whole reason was listen to Chayis Rais, you could say Bizmanenu, and once you're in, if you're within a part of a city, it's not considered a Makam Sakana. So he says, if we have cars all around us, where we're driving on a regular street, we have cars all around us, especially if you have police cars as well, people to help out in times of need, then AAA, then Lechero, you have Chavirim, Shemrim, whatever it is that you have. Then Lechero, you wouldn't have to say it bizmanenu. And he says also it's such a common thing to travel. We've not looked at it as a kana b'chlal. Yesh l'ayin, and b'chlal is mitzadet, he says a chiddush. He says, ken zayin, that it's kilo as if you never left the city. Why? When you say tefillah derech, if you're going with a she'ara, with a caravan of camels, and you have 250 camels that are going into the desert, and you're camel number one, but camel number 179 is just getting ready outside of his house, outside of his tent. Do you say Tefillah Sederach ready now, or no? Only once the caravan entirely leaves the city, that's when you say Tefillah Sederach. He says, if you have a caravan of cars leaving, and if you ever traveled on Kvish Yerushalayim Tel Aviv, during rush hour, you know that you do have one, and leaving from Yerushalayim all the way to Latrun, or Shoresh, or Bnei Brak. You have a line of cars. Even if you don't have traffic, you have volume. And this car's entire way, it's ki'ilu, he says, as if your shayar never left the city. Because we're all attached, bell, telephone. You're attached to the guy before, and the guy before, and before, and it's ki'ilu, as if you haven't left. And therefore, he's mitzadet, he says, even though it's a chiddush, mistafino, to paskin this way, but Lamai says, it's not so pashut, you should say such a thing. Now, according to that, even if Shlomo Zalman's maskim, that if you decide to travel down to Mitzpeh Ramon, halfway down, and you're going in a street that there's nobody there, and it's pitch black, and there's no cars around you, even he would be maskim in such a case. Out that far that you would say tefillah derech. He's talking about on a regular street, there's people around, and there's hemshech cars, v'chulu, and other people in the tzad like that. And therefore, there were those that were choshish not to say tefillah derech. There were those that were choshish not to say tefillah derech. There were cases that they brought down for Shlomo Zalman, he himself said tefillah derech. While they bring down over there, he would say it without stopping the car. He was a passenger. Without stopping the car, he would say tefillah derech. Now, there certainly are cases, but in a regular case, there are people that say, not that way. Lamaisa, I think the prevalent minhag is for the people that remember the bracha of Tefillah Sederach, they do say, in a case where they're traveling, even when there's cars entire way, if it's a highway, then most people, if they've left the city's limits, when from around them for sure, then they would say Tefillah Sederach in these cases. Now, there are those b'chla, another reason why not to say Tefillah Sederach. How far is a parsa? A parsa is 4 mil, but there are those that say, Rav Tzion Ava Shaul and Rav Adi Yosef, they say that traveling a parsa will tell you exactly how much it is in a minute. they say that traveling a parsa doesn't mean to travel the distance of a parsa, it means how long it takes to walk a parsa. And since it takes to walk every mil, a parsa is 4 mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. An amma, 2,000 amas takes 18 minutes, let's say. According to many shittas in the Rishonim, it takes 18 minutes to walk a parsa. That means it'll take you 72 minutes to walk a parsa. And therefore, you never say Tevilas HaDerech if you're going less than 72 minutes. That's correct. Mishnah Berurah does not hold to that. I'm just saying another svara why Bizmanenu people to be mitzaref. Another svara why it's uncommon to say Tevilas HaDerech. Maybe because a lot of the trips that people take are less than 72 minutes. If you go from Nebek to Yerushalayim, it's less than 72 minutes, Bechlal. And therefore, you don't say it. Now, there's a lot of merit to such a pshat. Because if the svara is that within a parsa it's a sakana, when you're in a parsa it's not a sakana, parsa of the city that you left it's not a sakana, so you're going to tell me it depends. If you're walking, then it's not a sakana. If you're walking, it's going to within 72 minutes, it's not a sakana. However, if you're driving, then it's only a sakana for the first, if you're driving on a horse, so it's only a sakana for a few minutes, and then after that it's not a sakana for a few minutes, after that it is a sakana. What is the amount that's a sakana? If it takes only 5 minutes to get back to the city, are there going to be people that list them there or not? So, the chora, they wait till a person can't get back, he's not within running time of the city. So the chora, however long it takes, 72 minutes or whatever it is, the person is not going to list them or not going to come when you're too close to the city. Either way, certainly like we said, Mishnah Berurah does not hold that way. He holds that it's the distance of a parsa. How long is a parsa? A mil is 2,000 amas. A parsa is 4 mil. It's 8,000 amas. If we take the Chazon Ish, that an amma is 2 feet. An amma is 2 feet, which is a very long amount. We usually do that for the Raisa. It comes out to 16,000 feet. 16,000 feet is just over 3 miles. A mile is 5,280 feet. And therefore, it's just over 3 miles. I think that according to the Chazon Ish, it's 4.6 kilometers. Just over 3 miles and 4.6 kilometers would be a parsa. So you'd have to say it within that amount of time. The Lichas Tzvila. That is with regard to Tzvilas HaDerech. Chet. Anechaz beis amedrish yispali yirzom fenech Hashem lekinu lekei vatsinu shlei kosh vodar alocho vitziyotza yemir vatsinu lefenech Hashem lekei shetam techelki miyeshu beis amedrish. And now that was on the Bechina. I'm sure that everybody's going to be saying it. The Lamaisa L'choritz mevur from the Gemara and from the Mechaber and from the Taz that this was a tefillah that was niskan to say when you go to the Beis Medrash. If you're learning in your house, then you don't say the tefillah. That's what it sounds like, and that's why the Taz came up with a tefillah to say that if you're learning at home, you say your own tefillah. What was wrong with the tefillah of Chazal? The tefillah of Chazal was niskan for Beis Medrash. It wasn't niskan for Beis Knesset. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem that way because Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz. And he says, what does he mean to say? He's talking about you're learning b'chabura. Why don't you say the Tefillah of Chazal? He's talking about you're learning b'chabura, not in the Beis Medrash. But we see that you should also be mevakish, that you shouldn't be l'yikosh b'dvar halacha. Mamela, you should add that in. L'chero, maybe that's what the Mishmur says. But this is a Tefillah that we say, going to the Beis Medrash, going out of the Beis Medrash, is it a chayva? The Mishmur brings down it's a chayva. If that's the case, it's a little bit schwer. How come people are not naik to say it? There's many people that are not naik to say it. So the truth is that not everybody holds it's a chayva. The Ritva doesn't hold it's a chayva. The Rivavan in the back doesn't hold that it's a chayva. It's a Rishus. Menachoni Menachana did this. And therefore, it's maybe you wouldn't have to say it, Mekar Adin. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Minig Ha'olam is Manenu, as Lashon is. Va'achshav lo yinogu b'zeh. V'nir mishum da'achshav alim v'mesa medrash enam ayram harayis. He says the reason maybe is because the people that learn the Beis Medrash are not Mara Harois, they don't paskin, and the Mara Harois doesn't learn the Beis Medrash, and Mamela, he doesn't say it. I wasn't sure, where does it say that it's dafka if you're Mara Harois? That's the only time that you say it? The halacha is that you shouldn't say something that they should laugh at you. You shouldn't say something like kashrut var halacha, it's dafka to paskin something that people are going to be semichonish, or l'chur, the mashmoy says even that. Not exactly clear. But even if you're noig, even if you want to say like the Aruch HaShulchan, l'mais, that's a little bit interesting. Very many people are naik to say the first one, they just don't say the second one. They say the one in the beginning, so they're not going like Tarcha Shochem, and they don't say the Maidani. So it could be because they never finished learning. Learning never ends, learning never ends. Learning groups are now over. You left the Beis Medrash, But lemaisa, learning never ends. So therefore, you don't want to say the moedani lefanecha. But the truth is, if it's a bracha that you, it's a tefillah you're supposed to say as you leave the base medrash, then the chora you should say it when you leave the base medrash, and even if you're going to learn afterwards, machnas tais. Somebody on the Bechena wrote that there should be a big shelet, there should be a big sign after, outside the Beis Medrash for to, somebody should donate it. I'm sure you can get somebody for the right price. Donate a big sign and have it. Great Eitzah. It's a way to raise money, I'm sure. And you can get your name on it. Anybody that would like to sponsor it here, please speak to the person who wrote on the Bechena. What's that? Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Nakana did say it on the way and on the way.
He did finish learning?
He did finish learning, He crashed onto his bed. Inside the Beis Medrash. No, it says that when he left. It says when he left, he did. Now I just want to quote it to Tiferes Yisrael in Mishnayis. He asked a question. Tiferes Yisrael says, this Moedani Lefanecha sounds that, he says, I don't understand. How come it's very good to be Moedah on the good things that you're doing, why do you have to put down everybody else who's not doing that? Heim rotzen leber shachas. What's going on here? Rishu kiranis. What are you putting down everybody else? Says the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis. I quote, L'chore tamua, lama la yistapik atzmai atana eleki azeh lahoides al cholkei bevad. Lama gina l'chore kama b'nei deri. Why did you put down other people? U'ledaiti akalusham. Amar came from the Mishi Yoshev Chovish veGalmud beBeis Hamedrash Tama beYarchasei Beis Yun Hakadosh. Asher b'soich zman zeAkolu b'chutzei zeBeshuk Ha'olam Molei Merutz veTnua. At the time that you're sitting in Beis Hamedrash, everybody's outside making a pretty penny. Everybody's running around. VeAbnei Adam Asaycharim vaPoyalim Yoytim Dechuv Muvualim Bedvar Isik Achomri. Neshtala beCharitzas Acharibu Yamam veAkinyanim. Everybody's busy making money in the stock market, whatever they're doing. And this Talmud Chacham, who when he leaves the Beis Medrash and he goes outside, he looks at himself, what are you doing, bench warmer? That's what you're doing all day, you're sitting in the Beis Medrash. Go do something with your life. Appreciate what it is. We really should do Kufi Zayin as well. We will not do this now. We don't have time. But at least the Ikar Halachas of Haskaras Ruach HaGeshem. Maschil Olay Merberich Zashonim Shniya B'mashem Ruach HaMir HaGeshem B'tfilas Musaf Shiyantav Arachmanin Shal Chag V'ein Poiz Kena Tfilas Musaf Shiyantav Rishon Ol Pesach. It's interesting. We say Mashem Ruach HaMir HaGeshem when? On Shmini Atzeres. Why do we not say it earlier at the beginning of Sukkot? Because people are still singing in the Sukkot. In Chutz La'aretz, they sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and nevertheless, they say Mashiv Ruach HaMir HaGeshem on the last day of Sukkah. Kinir, because Me'ikar Adin, we don't have to sit in the Sukkah, even though it says Yisuvi, the Gemara says Yisuvi Yasinim Bruchi Levim Rechinan. Alpi Dinei the Gemara, we do sit in the Sukkah. But it's not Me'ikar Adin, it's only Minig Avitin V'yadeinu. What's that? Do you sit there B'yayim? I can't tell you, it's been many years since I've been in America doing Sukkot, but I thought that they do. If I remember correctly. What? Some people do it by day, not by night. I got something interesting. We say Mashiv Ruach HaMir HaGeshem. We say the same Talmud Matar Levracha. Why do we say Geshem one time and Matar another time? Anybody want an answer? Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Sif Beis. Also Lahaskir HaGeshem Ashi Yachriz HaShatz. Why can't it be Maskir Geshem until the Shatz is Machriz? L'chura, the Mashmois is because you want everybody to start by themselves. That's why you don't do it at night, because not everybody's in Beis Medrash. In the morning, you can't do by Shachas because you can't be Machris in between, Masvik between Gula and Trilo. You want everybody to start being Meshabeach and Kodesh Baruch together, and therefore you wait till the Achraza. Now, Lamaisa, you're not supposed to daven before the Machris. Interestingly enough, probably the day of the day in the entire year that they daven Musaf the latest is Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, they daven Musaf probably the latest out of any other day, at least in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz, Chutz La'aretz Simchas Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, many places they only daven. 2 o'clock, we had a guest over. They daven at a meeting. They showed up to us at 4 o'clock this year, 3:45. I don't know. That's when they finished Musaf. They finished at whatever it was. They daven at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. That means the standard woman who's davening at home at 12 o'clock, maybe that's the reason why during Musaf and Sefer Torah it's so noisy coming from the ladies' section. Because, not just because the kids that came for a kol na'arim and didn't go home afterwards. The women are waiting so they can hear the achrazah. That's not the reason why. But that's because of the kids, don't get me wrong. You're supposed to wait till you hear the achrazah of the shas. And therefore, you shouldn't dive until afterwards, l'chayru. I did see brought down from the Tila David. He wanted a taina that it's only if you're interested in saying Geshem, you shouldn't daven beforehand, because you're supposed to hear that chazah. But if you want to daven earlier, then you could daven at 8 o'clock in the morning, after Shachris, without saying Geshem. I don't know if that's mashmoyis or the machaber. It's mashmoyis, you're supposed to wait lechatchila, which would mean that very many cases people are going to be shooting themselves in the foot, because you have to wait till daven Mosef. Once you wait till daven Mosef, then you have to daven mincha beforehand. Bitzibur, we never daven Musaf before Mincha before Musaf. That's halacha later on in Resh Peivav. That's a Yesharim. That's the way that we're knowing that Bitzibur, we never daven Mincha before Musaf. But a Yachid, Be'etzim, should daven Mincha before Musaf. If they're going to wait, then they should have daven Mincha before Musaf. Then you get into other questions. What?
Enough
Neitz Minyan. L'maisa Mishabura says in the Bir Halacha, maybe you shouldn't make a Neitz Minyan on. Maybe you shouldn't make a Neitz Minyan on. He's talking about the first day of Pesach. Actually, I have somebody in my shul. The question that I wrote there is a true question. I have somebody in my shul that he pays people to come, stay up after Leila Seder. When you finish your Seder, come and say Shira Shirim in the Beis Medrash, and we'll spend the rest of the night being Oisik in Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then they dominate afterwards. Now, the Chura Mishabur says, Tarach Nirat Shetayv Lizar Shloi Lassas Minin Rishon Pesach Knesset B'yom Tev Rishon Shal Pesach. Better not to daven a Yom Tov Rishon, a Minyan Rishon in the shul, because you're getting into questions of maybe once the chazan says Merid Atol or doesn't say Merid Ageshem, whatever your minyan is, then the next minyan already there was a kilo achrazo. The next minyan ready for shachris. They're getting into questions whether or not they should say it or they shouldn't say it. The should we torpedo the minyan? What? Yeah. So then you say Merid Atol, so then you have Achrazah ready. So they should say Merid Atol and they're ready the Shachris. Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you should say the same thing. Shmini Atzeres. It's interesting, it happens to be my shul, I think aside from Rishana Rabba and Purim, the only two other days in the entire year that they have a Minyan Neitz is Shmini Atzeres and Pesach, the first day. So interesting. Now, it happens to be that, are we doing the wrong thing? I think the Minig Olam is certainly not the way to be Chayshish. It's a big Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. It's clear in the Mishnah Berurah that the only Chashash is in that Minyan, in that Shul. If you have seven other Shuls around, next door you have another Shul. That didn't bother the Mishnah Berurah that in the next Shul they dive in at 7:45 and the next Shul dive in at 8:45, even though they're getting up to Musaf when they were before Shachris. That didn't bother them. Elamai, one Shul is not Machad another Shul. Elamai, it's because it's the Shul that you dive in. But I don't dive in that Minyan. I never davened. Why is that mechayev me? Because we're all in the same neshe. What does that have to do? Why is it mechayev me that I'm? It's a big chiddush l'chora. As a matter of fact, I had the same question. In my shul, they have two minyanim, one next to another. They have a big base medrash, and they cut it down. They put a sliding door, kirzaz, in the morning every single week of the year. They have a minyan that makes the magen avraham, a minyan makes the goyim. So now we're going to get into questions. Whether or not, if we get up, maybe we don't hit musaf before the other one hits shachris. Therefore, we don't have the same question. But any place that has two minyanim, that's a little bit off. You're going to get into this question, or you say no, it's two fatim midrashim. It's not the exact same place, and they didn't hear the achrazah, so it is a chiddush. L'mayis Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't say that it's aser. Nirash atayu lizar. He's mistafik badaver. L'mayis, you didn't hear the achrazah. L'mayis, it's not your minyan. L'chora the mashmois of the minhag ha'olam, I would think, is not to be chayish for this. There's many places that have an eighth minyan. Every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, and as far as I know, they're not chayshish for this l'maisa on the first day of Pesach and on Shmini Atzeres.
What does a woman do if her husband davens late?
Sleep late.
She should daven like 9:30 before the main minyan of where
she should daven. L'chora she should do. She should ask her husband.
If
What's that? If she davens within his minion, you could go within his minion. The question is now for Shacharis, what did she do? She didn't daven Shacharis yet. He davened, he's finished 8 already by 7 o'clock in the morning. She's only davening Shacharis at 8 o'clock. Huh? That was this clip.
You're talking about Musaf. I mean, before the T-word actually gets there, the main T-word.
Look, her generally we say she's nigger or bus her husband. In such a case, her, either way you're good. Her, either way you're good. You have what to rely on in both ways. Agav, can you be the one to call out in the middle of davening? Right? Let's say they weren't machers beforehand. So there's always a race to get to Mashav Ruach. Who could be the first one to Mashav Ruach? Mashav Ruach, where Gashem? Can you do that as Achraza? That was our case of the person that did that. That was the real story, actually, that the guy called out. And then, I don't know if they declared whether or not it was a Gabi 2 years ago. But Lamaiso, that was the case. And there's a shayla whether or not it counts or doesn't count. It doesn't have to be a Gabi Betzim. Anybody that does, that's okay. If you look in the Bir Alacha, though, he says, Chachila, from the fact that the person never said to do that, it's mashmer not to do that. Rechashon says it's not their heart. That means, to call out in the middle, you're in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're speaking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and now you're starting to make achrazos for the entire Olam in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, that's not the Chachila. I saw that brought down from the Chazon Ish as well, not to do that. The Chachila, the Chazon is supposed to be beforehand, or I did a Shatz in Chazar Shatz. Sif Gimel. Now, there are two minhagim in Negea to when you say Mashav Ruach Amir Geshem. When is Tfilas Tal? When is Tfilas Geshem? In America, Minag Ashkenaz, in Chutz Laaretz, Minag Ashkenaz, is that they say Tfilas Tal and Tfilas Geshem in Chazar Shatz. After Chazar Shatz, they say Tfilas Geshem. And Tfilas Tal in the middle of Chazar Shashatz, and then they only start saying the new Hazkara the following Mincha. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they say Tfilas Geshem, Tfilas Tal before, after they put back the Sefer Torah, before Chatzi Kaddish, before they start Musaf. Memeila, they're already Machriz before Musaf, they're still in Musaf, they're already Machriz, Mashav Ruach Amir Geshem, or Merid Atom. Therefore, you can already start when you get to Musaf. It could be that the reason why in Chutz Laaretz they do that, they only do it, Pasha is telling me in Hagim, I don't know if it's, you have to say this, but in Chutz Laaretz you can't be Machriz, Mishabur says, that where you don't say Merid Atol for Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Svard, they say Merid Atol even in Chutz Laaretz. And Svard them also. But the Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't say Merid Atol in the winter, when you're starting the summer, so you can't say, don't say Mashav Ruach Amir Geshem. So the only way that you can be Machriz is if the Chazin says Chazar Sashat and he doesn't say Mashav Ruach Amir Geshem. That's the Achraza. Because you have no other way to say, you never make the Achraza. Memeila, the only way to know it is in Chazar Sashat, and therefore, you only start when you get to Mincha. Now, the truth is that the Tfilas Geshem, if you would start beforehand, in the Tfil itself, you say, Le Brocha Vele Lekol, Le Chaim Le Mavis, Shatu Hashem Lekeinu, Mashav Ruach Amir Atol. Mashav Ruach, you do say it beforehand. So theoretically, you could have said it before. I don't know. The Maaseh, there are two Minhagim, so some people were never here for Sukkot, some people were never there for Sukkot. You should know that there are two different Minhagim and get to that. Sif Dalet. Imam Amarid Agashim Bimaisa Chama Machzir Nesai, Bechor Zal Resha Bracha. The Lachas of a person said Mashav Ruach Amir Agashim, you're supposed to go back to the beginning of Bracha. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei unless you finish the Bracha. And you say, Ata Gibir Elam Hashem. Now let's say you call yourself within Teichidei Dibur. Do you have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha? Mashav Ruach Amir Agashim, Merid Atol. Now generally we know that Teichid Dibur is Kedibur that you Ke'ilu erased what you said beforehand. But we'll see in Kofi Zayin in the Bir Alacha by the same Talmud Levracha. He says, if you said the same Talmud Levracha and you caught yourself and you said right away the same Bracha, Teichid Dibur, nevertheless, the Chatzchilah should go back to the beginning of the Bracha. So too over here, most of the Pais Mesem, Shemazam, Shevet Alevi, Yishai Yisrael brings down from a few Pais Kiz Ma'anenu, that you should go back to the Chatzchilah at the beginning of the Bracha, even if you caught yourself Teichid Dibur and start Atta Gibur. Nevertheless, if you didn't, you're going to be Yitzay afterwards. What do you do? He says, "Vimsim abracha is the reish atfila, vafila makom shetzvichem geshem reish lachamo." It means you geshem makom tal mafzir nosay. Even in a place that they need geshem, bimais lachamo. But if you said geshem, then it's a we bring you back. We tell you to go back to the beginning of davening, beginning of the bracha. If you're still in the middle of bracha, what do you do if you're in Australia, or South Africa, or Brazil, or Argentina? Or any one of these places. Their winter is our summer. Their summer is our winter. So how can you tell me that in our summer, it's a klal, it's the same as Rosh Hashanah, they're not going to say it. By them, it's winter. What do you do? So the Maaseh, this tshuva is already from a few hundred years ago, Teres Chaim. Bechatzitzik has a tshuva about it, not from 100 years ago, from 50 years ago, where they discussed Australia. He actually, in that tshuva, Teres Chaim is discussing Brazil. And they nemwa, and it seems the Yisrael is marach when he gets to this, and he says that it seems that this Dominic, the way that he comes out, and he spoke to somebody whose wife is from Australia, he told me that's what they do, Lamaisa, that they do like chutzlaritz. They do like chutzlaritz. In Australia, they do like chutzlaritz, because since rain is not bad in the summer, therefore they're naig like Lamaisa, everybody else is naig. The problem is when you get to Brazil. In Brazil, rain is bad in the summer. It's not good. And therefore, to do like everybody else and say Mashiach Baruch HaMegashim when it's the summer, you shouldn't. What should you do in such a case? In such a case, what you could do is to say it in Shema Tefillah. You say it in Shema Tefillah. That way you're always safe. Anytime, b'etzim you have a suffix, we'll see in Mashiach Baruch HaMegashim, in Mechayim Esim, you should say Merid Atol. And in Mashiach Baruch and in the same Talmud Matal Avracha, you should rather say the same Bracha and say the same Talmud Matal Avracha in Shema Tefillah. That way you're safe. You've covered your bases. What's that? It's still a klala. It's still a klala, but it's not a klala connected chazal, and therefore you don't have to go back. In other words, let's say a person, there's flooding. Let's say there's flooding. You don't want to. Let's say there's flooding. So if it's mamish bad, I think those that say you don't have to say b'chlal. But any time that you have a suffix whether or not you should be saying it, you're going to America, coming back from America, to Israel, you're in the middle, a lot of people, Yarchi Kala came here. We'll see in Kuf Yizayin what the klalim are. It's not clear 100%. Not clear, maybe the klal. Or and you go from Eretz Yisrael to America. You're always safe if you said Murid Atol in Mechayim Esim, and you're always safe if you say the same Talmud Bracha in Shemaya Tvila. Then we could always say the same Bracha in Baruch Aleinu, the same Talmud in Shemaya Tvila, because no matter what, if you were supposed to say it, you said it. If you weren't supposed to say it, even a person is Makalal in Shemaya Tvila, it's not a problem. If there's crazy flooding, and a person says the same Talmud Matal Avrocha in Shemaya Tefillah, and Imam is Mechavim for it. He has to go back? Absolutely not. You can daven for whatever you want in Shemaya Tefillah. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that. But for you certainly don't have to go back. If somebody's Makala's friend in Shemaya Tefillah, also doesn't have to go back. Right? It's not a din. And therefore, that's always the safest way. In Australia and the standard places, they're not worried about a Bechal. Sif, hey? I'm sorry. Just because I'm... Yeah. Now, what happens if you didn't say Mashiach Baruch Merid Hageshem on Friday night? Says the Bir Halacha here from Akiva Eger, is Mestapik. What do you do? The Halacha is, it's Loi Gar from somebody that says Mein Sheva. It says, in Mein Sheva, if you say Mein Sheva, you're Yetzeh. Now, in Mein Sheva, you don't say Mashiach Baruch Merid Hageshem. So how can you tell me that b'di'evet, if I would have said Mein Sheva, I would be yoytiv nerin to Mashiach Baruch Amir Geshem, but if I daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei, then I'm not yoytiv. It's good to say that's the way the Chazal is talking to. That's the Matbeya of the Bracha. Kivego b'lai b'tarachin. What do you do l'maiso? Not clear. Mr. Brewer doesn't tell you what to do. L'chor, the best thing to do is to listen to the Shatz. Listen to the Shatz and be yoytiv with the Shatz as Mein Sheva. Because Allah says if a person doesn't daven Shemoneh Esrei b'chlal on Friday night, Mr. Brewer says you could listen to the Shatz and be yoytiv. If you didn't do that, you didn't listen to the Shatz, l'chor, it's a Sabbath Baruch Lakol. And you can't do an adava because it's a Friday night, therefore you shouldn't daven. Another time, you get somebody else you might see if you want. Sivav, medvar v'morim shemazir nesoi kishleim v'mitzin kisham merid geshem enuk shetim kol abracha. Lamaisa the Mishnah Berurah says something fascinating. Mishnah Berurah says that if lalach lamaisa, how do we come out? If the Olim just remembers this, at least they got the basic halachis out of Mashiach Baruch Merid Geshem. If you did not say Mashiach Baruch Merid Hageshem, where you're supposed to say it in the bracha of Atah Gibor, then as long as you haven't finished the bracha, say wherever you are in Mashiach Baruch Merid Hageshem. Now you always have to say at the end, you have to say Me'in HaChasima Samal HaChasima. So you would say at the end you would be Maskir the V'nem HaNat HaLachai Yismesim, if you went past that already. But be'etzim you're allowed to say Mashiach Baruch Merid Hageshem wherever you remember. If you said Baruch Hashem Mechayim Esim, say Mashiach Baruch Merid Hageshem right there. If you already started the next bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, what happens if you said Baruch Hashem and then you remembered? So Bapashas from the Mechaber, the Mashmoy says that what you should do is you should say Mechaye Hameithim, and then say Masha Baruch Amen Geshem, because you let it say it there. Mishnah Berurah says Halacha L'maaseh not to do that. He says if you said Baruch Ata Hashem, stop where you are, say Lamdeni Chukecha, that way you can still be in the middle of the bracha, and then go say Masha Baruch Amen Geshem. Why does he say to do that? He says because it's not so pashut that you can say Masha Baruch Amen Geshem after you already finished the bracha. It could be that you keep it as if you're on to the next bracha. Therefore, you should rather say Lamdeni Chukecha. Now it's a shekel pella. What does the pasuk of Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha have to do with Mechaye Meisim? Can you say any pasuk Shiramas Mamik Mikir Tzich Hashem in the middle of Mechaye Meisim? How could you do that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and just start saying a pasuk? What's going on? Kinnira, the Mishmura understood that as long as it's not a stira to your Shemoneh Esrei and it's a bakasha, then it's better to do that than to get yourself into an issue of possibly saying the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei bracha levatalis. Because if you finish off Mechaye Meisim and then you say Masha Baruch Amen Hageshem, according to many shitas, you already ruined it, and the rest of your Shemoneh Esrei is Bracha Levatalos. Shemoneh Esrei says, Mishnah Berurah, it's better to say Lamdeni Chukecha and continue in the middle of your Ata Gibor. That way, you're able to continue the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. Stiv Zayin is interesting halacha. I hope it never comes up. Chol Mokum Shanu Emer Chariz LaBracha Shetaba. Hani Mila Shetaba Shegig. Avon B'mezin Miskaven Chariz LaRish. I haven't yet seen somebody that in the middle of the summer, Lehedya, I know Chazal says not to do it, but Saint Dalmat LaBracha. I mean, maybe he's a farmer, and there's a pashti we do in Shmakalino. Tifchet, b'mayis acham and estapim hiskim erid hageshem imloy ad la menir mecheskes hiskim hageshem etzarech laster. What happens if a person says after 30 days? After 30 days, we say that you're ready, margul yourself. What happens is day 33, and you catch yourself saying the same. Today is day 34. Day 34 from when we started. You catch yourself this morning by mincha. You catch yourself saying the same bracha. I don't believe it. I'm still after 34 days saying the same bracha. Now comes tonight, Maariv, and the guy says, he finishes, he's holding by Moedim Anachnu Lach. I haven't the slightest idea what I said. Did I say the same bracha, the same Dalmat Lebracha? What do I do? It's after 30 days. But I see that after 30 days, that it's not clear that I'm saying, I caught myself by mincha today saying the same bracha. What do I do? Such a case. Kimdumani, the halacha is, though I haven't seen him before, but I think it's davar pashut. There are those that say that you should have to do it again to remind yourself more, but this halacha is not even the Maram that says to say 90 times. You did exactly as it says in Yerushalmi, you waited 30 days. What do you do in such a case? I have a question. Let's say after 15 days you have a suffix. Then the halacha is that you go back, for sure you said the wrong thing. I don't understand, it's a suffix. So bras lako. Why don't we say it's a suffix darabana lakulo? Why don't we say you said the right thing? The answer is because there's a chazaka. Muchzak, the lashon of the Mechaber is Becheska Shehizkir. It's a chazaka that you said the wrong thing. Until 30 days, chazaka is not a suffix. We don't look at it as a suffix. After 30 days, we look at it as a suffix. But Mela, since it's a suffix, you don't have to go back. It's not a vaday. It's not a vaday in Chanami. But after 30 days, since most people are marking themselves, therefore it's not a vaday, and therefore you won't have to go back. The Because you're magro, you call yourself because you're magro. Oh, very good. Now the chatzili is supposed to say 101 times. The fifth test brings down from the Maram, you could say something 90 times. You could even do it on the first day. Not only that, you could do half and half. After 2 weeks, you could do, says Mishnah Berurah, 45 and plus 2 weeks equals 90. Not only that, they bring down, or Hashem brings it down, it's a shari tshuva, that if you're a shat, and you daven chazar shat, then you count all those. So you finish in 15 days. It's a little bit more because no chazar shat by Maariv. However, you get to 90, according to the Maram, then you're fine. Now, Be'etzem, you're supposed to, the Chassam, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chatzilah to say 101 times. Why 101 times? What Shaykh is? Says the Chassam Sefer, first of all, Chazal say that Eina Doime, somebody learns something 100 times, 101 times. Somebody learns 101 times, Leibu Meheru Shecheich. But he says, if you make the Cheshbin of how many times you say Merid Atol, or by Mincha, you don't say, in the summer, you don't say Masha Baruch Amen Hageshem, it's 101 times. Because you start saying on the first day of Pesach, in 30 days you have 90 tefillahs, plus you have 8 days of Pesach that you have Musaf, gets you to 98, plus the 3 more Shabbosos afterwards, after Pesach, till the end of the 30 days, gets to 101. He says you have 101. Shchedesh. Shchedesh.
He says
you don't count the Maariv and Shachar from before, and you have to do the Shchedesh. Very good. Oh, good Cheshbon. Thank you for saving us. 101. 101. And the last halacha. Unfortunately, this comes up, and Kedai to know the halacha, though it's not 100% clear, but Kedai to know the halacha. What's clear is clear, and what's not clear is not clear. What happens if a person finishes Shemoneh Esrei and he can't remember whether or not he said it or not? What does he do? Does he have, says the Mishnah Berurah, if a person doesn't remember, you remember, you started Shemoneh Esrei, you know, the guy gives a clap. This happens all the time. Before him. Right? Yal v'yavi. You know you're supposed to say it. Now I can't remember. What do we do? Do we say, Mashiach Baruch Hu? I know going into Shemoneh Esrei that I was planning on saying it, so I had in mind. But mitachin, I can't remember, I have no idea, at the end of the day, what did I do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if la'achr zman muflug nofel safik b'libay, ain't tzarich lachzer. Im nisar safik miyad achr tefila yesh lachzer. If right after Shemoneh Esrei you have the safik, probably said the wrong thing. If you can't remember, probably said the wrong thing. But if it's only much longer after that, zman muflug. How long is zman muflug, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman? I don't know. How long is zman muflug? It's not clear. Certainly if you're holding by the next tefillah, for sure. And if it's an hour afterwards, probably also. But if it's right after davening, then we presume that you said the wrong thing. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. However, let's say you were in that bracha itself. You know going into Ritzay that you're planning on saying Al V'Yavai. Going into Atagibur, you're planning on saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Negeshim. And then, you don't remember 100% afterwards what you said. In that case, it says probably you could say that you said the right thing. Now, Akolafiyanin, I would say. And if a person knows that he's spaced out, it could be that was Rosh Hashanah Zalman, and it was a few years ago. But there are people that, it doesn't make a difference that Atagibur is in one country, and the next words aren't a person in a different country. And once he's on cruise control, he cruise controls. And he goes to somebody else. A person has to know himself. If a person knows for sure, he had in mind, Bayat HaKadosh, that he's going to say, HaMelech HaKadosh, it's a very short bracha. It's hard to believe that he's going to forget it. If you remember at the beginning that he's supposed to say it, then the Pashas, he has to go back. In that bracha alone, then I think there are many noig to say that in that case, you don't have to go back, since it was mamish in that bracha that you had in mind.